Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast, and we are back with another episode. We are in a special location. We are in a live event, and this is the first time that Private Talk has been at something like this. I'm so excited to have this guest. We are at a Looptify Christmas party. We're doing a little special sneak peek Private Talk Podcast with the lovely Chantel Zales.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me, beautiful.
Thank you for coming
on the
podcast.
I don't know which camera to look at.
You can look right wherever okay. You want. You can look over here, right over here.
Okay.
But no, I appreciate you for coming. I thank you for taking the time. I know you're a busy woman. I know you're a sick, businesswoman. You have a lot of different things going on for you. So what have you been, up to lately? I know that you are obviously here for the Looptify Christmas party. What is your affiliation with Looptify? What are you kind of working up with them right now?
So Looptify handles all of my merch. We do a lot of things from like phone cases. We just launched a calendar today. So if you go on my Instagram, you'll see the link to find that calendar or just go on their platform. But I've been friends with the owner. He's like one of my best friends for like 4 years. So it was just natural that he started doing collabs with Instagram models like myself because he was mostly doing like athletes and stuff like that. So he's branching over to the girl side.
Okay.
I'm helping
smart
him.
Smart man. You know what I mean? I feel like, with OnlyFans and all, even IG and like having a platform for girls like ourselves, of having a space to just kind of create what we want. If it's calendars, if it's clothing,
yeah.
If it's all these different things, I feel like it's been a really cool thing to kind of learn and kind of grow. And for having people like Looptify to kind of segue with, girls like yourself, like myself, it's kind of cool to collab with those things. It's because we rightfully so are making a mark in this, industry, and they need merch. They need merch
exactly.
from us, and they need more things. Is this the first time you've done a calendar?
It's my second time I've done a calendar. The first time I did it totally by myself. I didn't know what I was doing. It was 2016. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work as well. And I've just been busy the past few years. And I decided now's a good time to do another one.
Awesome. I'm excited to see what those sexy pictures are because I'm sure you're a sexy lady. So
yeah.
You're definitely going to have some sexy pics in there.
Definitely push the envelope a little bit.
So you say that, you're an IG model, you do all different kinds of endeavors, you have a clothing, you do, you have all this stuff. What is your main focus right now?
Honestly, I'm such a homebody. My main focus has been OnlyFans since COVID.
Okay.
Just because I've capitalized on working from home. I literally, it's amazing for a homebody introvert like myself. Like, I've met so many friends on there. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I've been doing like pay-per-view sites like OnlyFans for about 7 years. So it's kind of been my main focus. Like, I've done other things. I've done actual clothing boutiques and stuff like that, but this has just been my main focus. Like,
It's the most lucrative?
Yes.
Okay. So talk about that. Like, how did it go from changing of being just an IG where, you were doing the same types of things and now we go to a platform like OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
How did it feel to now step into like a whole new lucrative matter of where like financially it was making sense of what that was? Like, what was that first time on OnlyFans when you made a lot of money and you're like, this is where I need to be? Because, for someone who's a business-minded person, it's like you put your, you're doing other things, but when you see that something's giving you a big dollar amount, you're going to stick to that because it makes sense.
I'm going to stick to that because it made sense. I'm not going to lie. I have a majority male audience. So when I was doing the women's clothing boutique, it was not making as much as like the websites were. So
do you no longer do that anymore?
I no longer do it.
Okay.
No.
Do you feel like that it's something that you would go back to, or is this just a different way?
I actually still have kind of like a tiny little warehouse full of clothing. So I might do it, but in a different way.
Okay.
Maybe open up an Amazon storefront, figure something else out. I also want to get into real estate, but I think, you gotta focus on what's good because it's, I'm not going to say it's not going to last forever. I think OnlyFans is here to stay, but it's definitely my main focus. Yeah.
But as far as like the thing is like, if I basically having the first time of having financial independence from something that you normally was doing already. You know, you're doing sexy pics, you're doing whatever, and then it's like, this is like, how did that make you feel, and when did you finally realize, like, oh, I'm going to kick it into next gear and we're going to do A, B, C, D? Because that's when it really comes to focus of, like, now we do our passions, because it feeds our passions.
Yeah.
We, you know, we love what OnlyFans brings us, but we also are passionate about our content on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
So did that bring you to a new passion of, like, finding what that is for you next, or are you just strictly only on OnlyFans?
Like, I have a few ideas, obviously. So I
give us a sneak peek, girl. Don't you know? I know you just started your calendar, which I think is really awesome. And they should all go to your website right now and go and get that, because it's gonna be out there.
I have a lot of ideas. I don't necessarily. I'm more about, like, being about it than talking about it. I bought my first house 6 years ago. I flipped it. I just bought my second house.
Amazing.
I want to do that on a smaller scale, like maybe in a different state, because LA is kind of pricey right now, but I'm very passionate about real estate. I have other passions, but...
Do you have your own real estate license?
No.
Okay, well, maybe that's something that you could do, not only do it yourself, you know what I mean? Because for me, it's like, what I loved about OnlyFans for myself is that, yes, we were making money and doing other things or whatever, but what it finally gave us, like you said, the homebodies like ourselves, is like, okay, now we can sit down and have the time and not have to travel to A, B, C, D, all these things, which, again, it was valid for a point, but, you know, we evolve with time. Is like, now it's like, what's next? So that's what I loved about it for me. It was like, I started, you know, I'm doing a weed thing. I have, you know, my own clothing line with Looptify. I'm doing other brands that, like, now I have the time and the money to dedicate to my passions to make them into, like, a reality. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about the financial independence that OnlyFans is kind of giving girls like ourselves to like kind of do like what we love and not like be forced into something because someone's just dangling a carrot in our eyes. It's like now we have the carrot. Now that now things have changed. Now
definitely.
It's like, you know what I mean? So I think like that's the empowering of like giving it back to the creator, because, you know, so for so long, the people who owned the content was making the most money. But now it's like the creators took back the ownership and we're coming back into our own and really creating beautiful things because we have ownership to it, where that's a big difference, where before it wasn't looked upon as where it was necessity, where ownership now
and
is like a big deal.
I absolutely love what I do.
I love that.
A lot of people try to shame you, and I'm like, I'm not ashamed. I will tell anybody at any dinner table what I do because I love it. And I would say for the girls that are up and coming and want to try to get into it, only do it if you love it. It's not easy. A lot of girls make it look easy. But, yeah, get ready to work hard. And
it's definitely hard work.
Outcomes.
I think people think it's a misconception. Like, oh, it's just free money. No, it's money.
It's hard work.
But it's you got to be willing to put the work in. You got to be willing to do, like, the, you know, getting up every day, and if it's customs, if it's answering messages back, if it's doing all these things, I feel like people think that like there's a disconnect where it's like, we still be working, you know, it's not 9 to 5, it's like 24 hours a day, you know what I mean? What can we find on your OnlyFans that you kind of do that's more maybe taboo or things that you can't find on any other platform?
On any other platform? Well, I do a lot of customs, so basically, don't be afraid to ask me any kind of weird...
Are you known for, like, dirty talking? Are you just known... I know you have lovely body.
I'm actually
you're
known
very
for
curvy, have nice titties. Like, you know, all these things. But are you known for a certain specific genre of those types of custom things? Or is it something that you're known for that your fans go to directly for you because they know you're going to give
it to them? I think a lot of different things. I do strip teases. I do, like, twerking. I twerk a lot. I twerk actually kind of a lot.
We should twerk together. I mean,
we definitely
the twerk
should.
Combo, you know?
We definitely should,
I like that.
I'm down for that, yeah.
What are some things that you are afraid of?
That I'm afraid of?
Maybe not in business, maybe in life, maybe just things that you've like learned along the way, like things that maybe you've been like maybe working on that you're trying not to be so held back on.
I'm not afraid of anything. I've definitely waited a lot longer than I should have to like join TikTok because I thought it was a certain way or it was all about dancing. So one of my biggest regrets is not jumping on the platform earlier.
Okay.
Because I've been using it as kind of like a way to show my personality. Like, I mean, I dance on there a little, but I don't do like choreography. But I show a lot of my goofy side. I show like my humor. I'm not afraid to not be sexy on there. I'm not afraid to be sexy on there. But I think not utilizing jumping on every platform has kind of been like something that I regret.
Okay. But you're there now, so that's
I'm
a big
aware.
There's
I
a big
it.
Awareness of that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like for me, it's like I'm kind of the same boat. I don't have a TikTok. I don't know how it works. I'm not a big I'm a dancer in a different type of way. I respect the platform. I see how much it does for people, but sometimes you just don't know where to. It's like jumping rope. You don't know where to jump in and where it fits for you.
For real,
you
I started 3 months ago, and I was like, I thought it was a certain way, but now I'm seeing it's a lot of like DIY. It's a lot of informative. It's like there's different ways to kind of like put yourself out there in another way.
So you enjoy it. You're happy that you're on TikTok now?
I'm obsessed with it.
Where can we find, what is your TikTok? Where can we support you?
Oh, it's just Chantel Zales _.
Okay.
Because somebody stole my name, but it's okay.
Oh, we'll work on that.
You'll know which one's me. I'm the one with a lot of videos.
What celebrity crush did you have growing up?
Growing up, definitely Angelina Jolie was my... I had her book. I don't know if you know she had a book. She had a book.
Okay. What was her book about, girl? Because I did not know she had a book.
Her dad is John Voight. Yes. She was estranged with him.
So it talked about her life. Brother. Like her life.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yeah. I just thought she was... I was kind of gothic in high school and middle school, and she was just kind of like my vibe. Like, she was just different. She was not afraid to be out of the box. Like, and I really liked that about her.
All right. So who are some of your celebrity crushes currently?
Now... Hold on, let me think. I was a film major in college, which I never graduated, obviously. So I'm like really into sci-fi. I'm really into like thrillers. Oscar Isaac is like my number one favorite actor.
Who was
Javier
that?
Bardem. Oscar Isaac. So he's okay. A lead in Ex Machina. He was also in Star Wars.
Okay. He was
a dad in Dune.
Okay.
He's hot.
Okay. Yeah. I have to look. I'm not a Star Wars, not a like any of those types of movies. Respect him. So I don't know enough to know that character. But I'm gonna research because I'm like the way that you're rolling your eyes, you're like, he's hot.
If you saw his face, you'd be like, oh, that guy.
So I would masturbate to him, definitely.
Oh my god, yeah.
Is that what's in your spank bank in your material?
Eyes. Yeah, I don't know. He's actually South American, but he looks like Middle Eastern. Okay. So, yeah.
All right, whenever do you like secretly think about him when you're like having private time with yourself?
Probably.
Probably. Yeah. You're like one of the many it goes through.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Do you have a sex playlist? Do you listen to music while you're getting in the mood, or maybe right before, or does music not even matter?
I would say I think about it after the moment, but if I were to have one, it would be some Sia. It would be some Sade.
Okay.
I like St. John a lot. I like his music, turns me on.
His voice
like, crazy
for me too.
His
like
face
it.
Too. Yeah. St. John.
Okay. What is the weirdest date that you think you've ever been on?
Ooh, Lord, I don't date that much.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm getting
so
hot.
So you remember? Like, let me fan you down, girl.
I don't date that much, but
this one time, Thomas, Texas.
The weirdos come out. They seem so normal at first. And then somehow after two or three drinks, they'll tell me they were a fan of mine. And they're like, what was it like meeting this girl? I know you took a picture together. Where did you get your dress from in 2017 that you wore to this award show? And I was like...
This was a guy you went on a date with that told you specifics, like 2017?
Yes.
And you had no idea?
I thought
How
he
did you
normal.
Meet him?
I think we met through friends. He was older. He was like 45
or
something.
So he was like incognito. He was like, he was waiting until like festering to be
waiting.
Like, how do I tell you?
Guys don't know how freaky they sound when they start bringing up old shit. Like, you Googled me? No.
So what did that obviously made your panties dry. So did you end the date and just be like, it's weird, or were you like, because I feel like you're very.
Oh, my God. Like, so ended the date. It was super nice. Okay, bye. Then I locked myself out of my house. He was the only person awake. And I was like, hey, I locked myself out. I had to Uber myself to his house, and I waited for my girlfriend to Uber my keys from San Diego. So I had to entertain him until 3 a.m.
Oh, girl.
And
I would have Ubered to San Diego and been like,
Now he knows I'm talking about him. For sure. But I didn't want to wait outside my house with a phone that was dying. So,
hey, you got to, you know, safety first.
You got to do what you got to do.
Safety first, girl.
You got to do what you got to do.
What would you say? Do you have a crazy either Uber story, Lyft story? Do you have any crazy experiences?
That was my craziest one. Like, the guy was, like, calling me, like, can I get coffee? Can I stop? It took him 3 hours. Poor guy. No, I'm kind of anal about watching whether they go in the right direction, and sometimes they don't, and they pretend that, you know.
So you're on top of it. You're just like, I know where you're going. I feel like for me, I've never had usually bad experience. Sometimes weird when they know you're kind of drunk, like back in the day when they had your like number where it wasn't like screened, like it would go to your thing and they'd be like, hey, because they would drunkenly listen to your girlfriend's conversation and figure out who you were. And I'm like, weird, but I feel like when I was more out of town, like New York was the worst time, and the only time that I knew that it was something bad was happening, not really bad, but like being bamboozled, was like because my friends were from New York. They're like, you're taking us in circles. I'm like, I would have never known because you don't like, because they were just trying to run up the meter of like what it was, and I'm like, just let me out of your car, sir. I don't know what you're trying to do, but we're not doing this with
safe.
Me.
You gotta be safe. Yeah.
If you could change jobs, would you? And if you could, what would it be?
So I don't know the exact term of this job, but I was just thinking about this the other day. I would do something like FBI related.
Okay.
I was really into like Scully and Mulder from X-Files when I was growing up.
So you're a true crimes kind of girl.
True crimes kind of girl.
I like it. Yeah. I'm a true crimes girl. Yeah. I like it. I watch Dateline all the time. I'm aware. Yeah. I'm aware of what's going on in these streets.
I don't know what it takes. I don't know if they'll accept me, but...
So do you want to be like, but what do you want to be an FBI agent, or if you could be an FBI agent, or would you want to be like, were you like a detective? Okay. You want to find out all the things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're one of those people that like, we're girlfriends. I'm being like, hey, look at his Instagram and you're going to tell me what girls he's following, what he's doing. You're doing investigating work.
I can find out his most recent girl he just followed, where they met, like what city. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We know who to call now in private time. We know
for sure. I don't show my crazy, but it's there.
Is there anything you regret saying no to? Is there something you could maybe change?
Like work-wise or like...
Anything. Okay.
I don't. I just recently saw a psychic and she told me to say no to my friends more because like I said, I am a homebody and a lot of my friends invite me out every day and I want to say no more.
So would you say that in that sense, are you a people pleaser because you're trying to please them and not yourself?
I'm very much a people pleaser.
Okay.
But only to my close friends and I only have like a core set of people. So... Yeah.
If you could relive one day, which would it be and why?
Ooh. I want to say cheesy and say the day I got my puppy, but that's cheesy.
Why is it cheesy? I mean, I'm a dog mom. That's always great. Yeah. You know, sometimes it can change your life. If you were maybe in a lonely state, you needed somebody and like I feel like somebody becomes something and then you realize of like what love really means because it's not it can be unconditional love without conditions.
I was in a very unhealthy relationship when I got her, so when I did get her, she did
emotional
show me
support
what,
dog
what
hey,
love was
we're gonna stick with that. There's nothing cheesy about that.
Okay,
girl, I'm a dog
you.
Mom, you know, nothing, there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like more people
because
a lot of people compare it to, I'm not sure how old you are, but you know, I am in 37 and for me it's like people are like, oh, like, you know, your kids. I'm like, but my kids are my dogs, you know.
24.
See, so those are your children.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, you practice.
I almost got another one last night, but she ended up saying that she wanted to keep her for another 6 months because she just got cancer. So I might rescue one soon.
Okay.
Again. So
we'll I like that.
Yeah.
Who do you go to advice for?
Who do I go to advice for? My bestie is standing over there. I go to him for advice.
Okay.
My mom will answer day or night. So probably those two.
All right. If you could instantly obtain 3 skills right now, what would they be?
Like real skills? Or are we talking about flying?
Anything. It could be anything from flying. It could be you could teleport. You could do anything. Anything.
I would like to be more not persuasive. What's the word where you persuade people?
Persuasive?
Persuasive. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't think of it.
All right. Next skill. Maybe the other ones will make you feel. Do you want
to
fly? You mentioned flying.
I would like to fly.
Would you be able to want to hear what people think in their mind? Is
no,
that too much for you?
Absolutely fucking not.
Would
absolutely
you?
Not. No.
Okay.
I
feel like for me, I would be more of a teleporter. I don't know if I'd want to fly because you know, there's a lot of bugs in your mouth. Things are weird. You know, I just
would you teleport into a bank and get money?
I would teleport to any place I want.
Okay.
You just like be like kind of like Bewitched.
That's a good one.
You like
that's a good
you know
one.
You wiggle your nose and then wherever I want to be, like that moment, that's where I'm at. Like kind of like
so
manifesting.
So you like to travel then?
I love to travel.
Oh, okay.
So
that
if I could time travel, it'd be even greater because it's less time. Actual time, but now I'm giving time in what I want to be time traveled in.
See, you thought about this. I need to put some thought into that. That's good.
See?
Yeah.
You have to educate your mind to stimulate it because if not, these questions, we don't know. But I like to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And I like to smoke weed. So, you know, sometimes it goes hand in hand to what it is.
That does help you think outside the box, actually.
So
you better write those ideas down when you smoke weed, too. Because
I do. That's why we have lots
next
of cards.
Day?
That's why.
Okay.
This is how it became a show.
She's
this
got a handle.
Is there any other skill that maybe you have that you want to obtain as you want to?
No, okay. I guess to be like less addicted to certain things, like just quit an addiction like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mind control.
Mind control was what I was. Yeah.
Mind control.
Yeah.
There we go.
There
See,
we go.
I'm listening to
there
you. I'm speaking for you. I love it, Chantel.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. What's one subscription that you just cannot live without?
Okay, I've been thinking about this one. So, obviously, I'm a Netflix and chill girl, but better than Netflix is Amazon.
Like Amazon Prime?
Amazon, the television, because I buy a lot of movies on there.
Okay.
Like all my old favorites. And okay. then Amazon Prime obviously saves my life. I get like 5 packages a day, and it's like a toothbrush. So
love yeah. it. Okay. Obsessed. What is your dating like life? Are you single? Are you dating? Are you in a relationship?
I'm very single. I haven't been dating. I've been celibate for kind of a long period of time. I think more recently I'm going to be open to dating, but I've lived in LA for 12 years, and the dating scene in LA is like horrific. They're either married, have a girlfriend that they're living with secretly, they're new to LA and they just want to be in the scene and be famous.
So these men have been lying to you, girl. They've been trying to take advantage of my Chantel.
I've had some and horror stories.
They all have the, you know, they all have good game until they don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're 24, so I'm sure you hear these young D-bag situations. As much as I am definitely older than you, I'm 37, but I'm still like, fine, why don't I get better with time? I still have these 23-year-olds who try to talk to me, and I'm like, listen, I was at a club last week, don't know why. And I was like,
Where was my invite?
You know, next time. Now we're friends. Yeah, private talks, see, we don't know each other, but at the end of this conversation, we're going to be great friends, and we're going to invite each other out to go out. But I was out. And it was something that was unusual, but I'm also single, and so I'm like, no one's gonna be knocking on my door.
So you're putting yourself out there.
Putting myself out there, getting good energy, whatever. Mm-hmm. And a 23-year-old approaches me.
Ooh.
I don't know at first he's 23, but I know he's young.
Ooh.
So again, I give everyone fair opportunity, fair game. If you have enough balls and audacity to come up to me and like wherewithal, then talk to me. See where it's at. But I was like, so he had some game, you know, he was trying to talk to me. But then it comes to the whole LA scene of like, oh, you want to come to my table? No, sorry, I don't need to be at your table because it's not really your table. It's a promoting table. And I don't want to be where I can't really even sit down. I'd rather not. But thank you anyways. I appreciate you. He's like, well, let me take you on a date. And I said, I'm really flattered, but you look too young for me. He said, what's too young? I said, how old are you? I said, you look about 22, 23. I used to bartend. I'm very good at age checking. He said, I'm 23. He's like, how old are you? I said, I'm 37. He was like, I'm fine with that. I said, I know you're fine with that. I said, but we have nothing in common, sir. I was like, we're here and we don't know what we're doing. But I appreciate and I'm flattered that you asked, but it's just not for me. But again, I put myself out there. He wasn't the one, but he's a bridge man to someone.
I'm proud of you.
You know what I mean?
You were doing a little bit of practice for putting yourself out there.
My husband was looking out where in the wing, but like, that's my girl. She said no to that one, but I'm about to be there.
Yeah, you've got to know what you want.
This is very true.
Yeah.
What makes you smile, Chantel?
I'm very emotional. I'm a Cancer. I actually cry at commercials, like even a 30-second spot. I'm pretty positive, so I wake up smiling and happy and feeling blessed for my life. So I feel like I'm always smiling.
I love that.
Even when I lie.
So you never know. You got to keep them guessing.
Know.
You got to keep them guessing. What is the best advice you've ever gotten?
My best advice I've ever gotten is to not listen to advice.
Okay.
Ever. Just take it with a grain of salt. I just kind of nod my head and like make you feel like I'm taking it in. But sometimes advice is coming from maybe a hateful place, like even if it's one of your best friends. So you just got to like do what's best for you and follow your heart.
I like that. Yeah. All right. Last question until we play Truth with Texas. What is your best pickup line ever used on you?
Ever used on me?
Like what's a pickup line someone gave you that worked? Maybe started dating them, maybe even just went on a date, or maybe your pickup line that you use on certain people. Because you seem like you are a take charge kind of woman. Maybe you're the one who's giving a pickup line.
I think more recently I've become a take charge kind of woman because I've like transformed from an introvert to an extrovert a little bit.
Okay.
So I feel like I would be more comfortable approaching men. But I need some help with the pickup lines, actually.
Okay. I'm good at those. I'm just clever, just in general. I'm not really good at pickup lines.
The best
but
one is, where have I seen you before? Are you friends with this person? And then you just touch their shoulder, maybe walk away and let them come to you a little bit.
So is that being said to you or you're saying it to them?
I'm going
to
say that to them.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is that what they're saying to you? I was like, because how do you approach that? Because I'm like, when they tell me, how do I know you? I'm like, come on now. It depends on what mood I'm in. I'm like,
sometimes you believe them. You're like, maybe they do know me.
Girl, I never believe them.
But
my thing is they do, but I want them to tell me where they know me from because they want you to segue and tell you why. Or I want you to be like, hey, are you this person adamantly? And then I'll be like, yes, fuck, I am.
Yeah. But if they don't know your name and they say, I know you from Instagram, what's your name? Then you're like, no.
When I turn around and they're like, oh, yeah, that's who I thought it was.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll probably use a pickup line that's like, That doesn't sound like a cheesy pickup line. That doesn't sound like I'm a pro. So, yeah.
It'll okay. You like to play innocent. I see. Play coy.
I'm good at playing dumb and innocent. It's one thing
I'm
good
at. When did I say dumb? We're not going to put that away. We're going to play
innocent. No, I put that in. You have to play dumb a lot just so, you know. You get underestimated.
All right, Private Talk, I hope you are loving this episode. We're going to get to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. We're going to do it a little bit different. Yay. We do not have cards, but we have all the questions that we need to know from Chantel. We're getting to know her a little bit more, and we're going to get a little bit spicier and see what she's all about. All right, So if you are a fan of Truth with Texas, you know what it's all about. We've got four different types of questions. We got romantic, kinky, spicy, and naughty. We're going to go through a couple of them. Then you can ask me a question, and then we'll be on our merry way and get to enjoy Loops' Fire Christmas party.
Sounds great.
Are you ready, Chantel?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to go with romantic, because I feel like you're a romantic type of woman.
I am.
I feel like, you know, you said you're very emotional. You know, I feel like you're sentimental. You know, like I said earlier, I have a lot of friends that you are mutual friends with. I saw that you recently had a Christmas party. You did these sentimental gifts, which is very similar to something that I would do, and I like that about you. So I feel like you're romantic at heart.
Very much so.
What is the most romantic thing that you have done for a partner?
Okay, so the most romantic thing I've done for a partner, we weren't even together that long, but I rented out a beach house for him. I threw a surprise party of like 15, 20 people of our closest friends, and we had the house for like a week. And this fool wants to go put on Instagram, thank you for all my friends for surprising me with a beach house when
oh,
it was
no.
me. Like, he acted like he didn't have a girlfriend, so it was
did
like...
You, I hope you dumped him the next day.
Pretty recently after that, yeah.
Okay, good for you. Yeah. You know, Dick, why? Like, why even put it on Instagram? Like, don't even say anything and enjoy the fact that he did it for you. That's just a slap in the face.
It's people like that ruin
but I was gonna say,
a good girl
I was
and
gonna
make
say,
you not
don't
do
let
that
him
again.
Ruin that because the fact is why I also sometimes it's fallen short was like you get mad because some things don't end up the way that you want it to.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day is if that's who you are generally, then you keep doing it until the right person shows up because that is just who you are.
Yeah.
And then if you don't do it and be spiteful, you're only spiting yourself.
Exactly.
So keep being romantic, girl. Somebody will be out there that you're not too much, you're not too little, you're everything and all of the above.
All what she said.
All of the above.
I still believe in fairy tales, even though I've never felt
someone's
one.
Fairy tale is what you want to make it, and your fairy tale is out there. If you know what you want and you put in the work to know it, it'll come true. Miss Texas is here to tell you.
It's here. Teach me.
Dinner date or movie date?
Oh, both.
Gotta pick one.
Take me to one of those places where you can eat at the movie theater.
Like a drive-through thing or drive-in
kind of situation? Yeah, I want to eat and watch a movie.
All right, cut or uncut? Do you have a preference on your men?
I don't have a preference.
Okay. Whichever one feels good.
Yeah.
How long is your ideal sex session? Do you like quickies? Do you like a full
all
session? All night.
Yeah.
All right. All night till the break of dawn. Yeah. All right. Let's see. What is your biggest turn-on from a man?
Biggest turn on is eye contact and if they know how to touch a woman, which is seemingly hard for men.
Intimacy.
These days. Yeah.
Lights on or lights off?
Cheesy LED lights.
The mood lighting is
I have them all over my house, like hidden.
I love it. You're like, set this timer.
Yeah.
Naked or lingerie?
Lingerie.
Foreplay or sex?
No sex. Let's get straight to the point.
Okay. Yeah. Hitachi or dildo?
Which, I don't know what Hitachi is.
It's like
I have to try it.
It's my best friend.
Hitachi.
Love that thing.
Dildo doesn't vibrate, right?
I mean, it's not little. It's kind of a hand wand. It's a massager thing, you know?
Yeah.
There's portable ones. You know, I have one that attaches. You don't have to plug it in the wall. Before in the old days,
that
it was like plugging in the wall.
Number one.
She's the best. Never leave a home without her. All right. Naughty questions. Handcuffs or blindfold?
Handcuffs. I want to see.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Would you be open to one?
Yes.
Lube or spit?
Spit. She's throwing them at me fast now. Hold on.
You like it. Look, because you don't think about it. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Oh my God, I'm too nice all the time.
So how?
I gotta stop doing that.
Can you give us an example of your faked orgasm?
I honestly have to stop.
Can you give us an example of your orgasm you're faking? Do it for me. Yes, Chantel, yes.
There's a lot of sound going on over here. I don't know
what's going on. Chantel, I'm only focusing on you, baby girl. That's all we need to do. Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
No.
You smiled a little. You're like,
my girlfriend Emma had a hot brother when we were growing up. I hope he doesn't see this, but...
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
What is your biggest turn off?
Biggest turn off is a bad listener.
Okay, I like that. Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
That's what I wish. I wish.
All right, it's on the bucket list. So we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. All right, spicy questions.
I thought those were spicy.
Those were naughty.
Okay.
We're all a little naughty and we're all a little spicy. Okay, so have you ever broken up with somebody because they were bad in bed?
Yes. So this guy took me out on like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 dates, dinner dates. He was so hot. He was exactly my type. And I was like, man, he's such a gentleman. He's waiting so long to even try anything with me. And then when we finally did sleep together, I found out why.
Because he was bad in bed.
Horrible.
Was it because his thing wasn't adequate or he just didn't know what he was doing?
It was micro. Yeah.
Mm. Did you fake it then too?
Just the one time. And then I got busy after that.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't repent.
I'm really busy.
Isn't that
for the rest
really
of my
upsetting?
Life.
Like, you're like, why? Why throw
They're
it all away?
Perfect in every other way, but no.
That just means it wasn't perfect.
That's if he knew what to do with it, sure.
The problem is this is, like, we feel this because I've definitely been, like, that exact same scenario. And I'm like, this is a life lesson. This is a life lesson that you can't have everything that you really want. And so it's teaching us that you have to think of all the things that we really need and not want. Because sometimes I think it's lustfully things.
I could have maybe trained him, but he was...
But that's too much work, girl.
It's a lot of work. And there was a couple other things I didn't like about him. But, yeah.
Next. Thank you, next. We can't.
Life is short, man.
So you say you're not a porn star, but you are doing an OnlyFans girl.
Yeah, I've had OnlyFans
But who
for
are
years.
Your top porn stars? I know you have some porn star friends, but is there anybody that did you actually watch porn prior to being friends with them? And have, like, actual people that you looked up to or maybe watched their movies?
I've always looked up to Jenna Jameson. I know that's, like, old school one. I had her book.
Okay.
So
you like
I've
legends.
Always,
you like people who are, like, business-minded.
Back when I was, like, really... I don't know how old I was, whatever, but I was a little brunette with, like, no boobs, and I looked up to her, and she's gorgeous. Yeah, I have a lot of girlfriends that do porn. I love it.
But prior to, like, that, I know, like, your girlfriends, because your girlfriends don't really count, because I feel like those are, like, friends, and, like, you want them to be but you want them to be successful, because they're beautiful women, and they're doing whatever, but it's, like, but prior to them being your friends, other than Jenna, was there anybody, did you watch porn, or did you just, like, sexy women?
Yeah, but I didn't know, like, who
the names
people
and things
were,
like
yeah.
Okay, so we're going to stay with Jenna.
Yeah.
Jenna. And Alexis, Texas. She just doesn't know it yet.
And Alexis, Texas.
What's the longest you've gone without sex?
So I was celibate for 2 years, and I was actually in a relationship at that time, so that's a really long story, but I was living with a guy, and
y'all weren't having sex for 2 years?
Yeah.
What was wrong with him?
I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah, but busy and you live with that person?
Yeah.
I like that for you, Chantel. I'm glad that you are single and not in that situation anymore because that just seems toxic. And we don't like toxic here. Private talk, we want positivity.
Yeah.
We want to manifest our dream, man. We want to manifest our life. We want to manifest the things that we need and want in life that are successful. And that, we don't like that.
Exactly.
All right, last question. See, it's not that hard. You were so nervous before. You know, we're slam, bam.
I get shy. You know, I get introverted, but you made it so easy. Thank you.
All right, let's see. What is a sex skill that you're most proud of?
What is a skill that I'm most proud of? Probably longevity.
Okay.
I never get tired.
You said all night long.
I never get tired. I never say no. I'm like kind of dumb.
Have you ever been too kinky for a partner?
Probably, yeah. Probably I wanted it more than they did. Yeah.
And they were just like, they broke up with you because you were too kinky?
No.
They were just like, girl, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Relax.
It's 3 p.m. Can you wait?
Yeah. All right. Any fetishes do you have?
I like to be choked.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're into, like, bondage.
I'm
you
into
like to
being
be dominated.
Yeah. Okay. I'm into, BDSM. I like to dress up.
Last question. What should it be?
She keeps saying last question.
Well, this is the last question overall. This was, you know, we had to have sections. We had 4 cards we had to get to. We don't have physical cards, but I am the card. So last question for the podcast.
Okay.
Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Most amount of times? I have to say 5 or 6, but it's kind of like a long tantric kind of sex.
It was a throughout the day kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a healthy amount of number.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, that is the rest of Truth with Texas. See, it wasn't so hard. We got to know each other a little bit more. I feel like, again, like knowing people that know you, but I just see that y'all go to dinners and stuff. I'm like, I know her, but I don't know anything about her. So I like having conversations with females that are, you know, in like-minded situations where We don't judge. We love what we do. We love the people around us. We're both a part of Looptify, so it was no better way for us to meet and have you be here at my podcast.
I love that. Some of my friends are comfortable with you, so that means you're awesome. And she's much prettier in real life. I mean, not much prettier in real life. She's gorgeous in real life. I said that wrong. Sorry.
No worries. So I asked you all these questions. Is there anything you want to ask Miss Texas before I let you go?
My mind is blank right now. Let's talk in private.
My mind is blank. I love it. So please let us know your social media, where we can find you, support you, follow you, get your OnlyFans. Okay. Let my fans know where we can get you.
So it's Chantel Zales all across the board, and it starts with a C. So Twitter, everything.
All
OnlyFans,
right.
Instagram, everything.
I love it. Thank you so much, Private Talk. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and comment down below. Until next time. Hey. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.